And we're continuing on. I have Lars Riise from Norway on the phone, who served in Parliament for a number of years and is reacting to the situation in Norway as things calm down and the court process begins for the suspect after a terrible tragedy there. You were saying, Lars, that David Beasley, our governor, or former governor here, actually reached out to you trying to get the latest information when this first happened, right?
Yeah, he called me already Friday, a couple of hours after the bomb went off in Oslo. So I was really impressed about his concern and his compassion for Norway and the Norwegian people.
I think
which is a good
so,
friend, and we really appreciated that.
Absolutely, and I think so many people in the U.S. just have really felt for Norway, and especially the bombing in the city, and then, of course, what happened on that island is just unimaginable for those young people. What do you think the long-term impact of this will be on Norway? It's kind of like losing your innocence, isn't it?
In a way, I think that's a good description, and we will be much more on the alert. We will increase all the budgets for security, police, and in the anti-terror entities in the with the military and with our police. So I think that's what we will see after 22nd of July, which is our September 11th.
Right. Well, we will be thinking of you and watching the story closely here. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
Okay, I've got it paused. Thank you so much, Lars. I appreciate it.
Okay, and what was the name of your channel?
Hold on one second. It is WSPA Channel 7. I will post some of this on our website, WSPA.com, when I get into the office around 3 o'clock our time. And then I'll put it in my blog, too, and on Twitter and Facebook and all of those places as well. Yeah. Are you on Facebook? I'll try to find you there and connect with you and then make sure you get the link. Uh-huh. Yes. I remember, Gligor sent me the pronunciation of your name. I'm like, I know how to pronounce his name. I lived in, Scandinavia long enough to figure some of these things out. But yes, I understand, and I will look for you. Thank you so much. And I am very sorry, because I know, even if you haven't had a personal experience with it, 9/11, I was here in South Carolina. I'm from New York, Westchester County, right outside of the city. But you still felt like you felt it, I mean, oh, goodness. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, probably so. Yeah, now this was a party-related camp. I mean, like, it was, is it the Labour Party? I can't remember which party. Yeah. And so were you a Labour Party member or? Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you very much and take care. I'll connect with you on Facebook. Bye bye. Okay. Close.